Good afternoon. This is Julie Mergel, the Chief Operating Officer at the Montana Office of Public Instruction, and here today with Dr. Zhao, who's been with the executive leaders and the teacher leaders exploring rethinking learning, personalizing learning. And so, Dr. Zhao, while we have you here, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
So, Dr. Zhao, you've been to Montana now twice for the Executive Leadership Academy and the Teacher Leadership Academy. And I'm wondering what resonates or stands out to you about Montana and education at this time?
Well, I think it's amazing to have this program. You have teachers, you have executive leaders, and working with them, you feel a sense of ambition that they want to change, a sense of frustration that existing systems do not work with all students, and a sense of hope that the genuine hope to make education better for all children. And I want to emphasize these teachers and these school leaders are from all over Montana. I mean, the state has the courage to do this, which you don't see in every state.
Is there anything, Dr. Zhao, that's unique that you've experienced in Montana that you haven't experienced anywhere else in the country or even the world?
Well, honestly, I was very surprised, pleasantly surprised, how nice, how generous people are. You know, I'm Chinese. I come here and I meet all kinds of people, but everybody treats me very nicely, and that's very nice. But also, I think that the engagement the teachers, the school leaders have is amazing. That they are genuine, they want to know. And they are very creative. They meet with the information, they take the information, they interact with the information, and then they create something new. And they have truly students in their heart.
So Dr. Zhao, when you think about personalized learning and proficiency, what would you encourage the Montana leaders to do next?
I would really encourage him to consider proficiency as the basic requirement. You want everybody to be exceptional, because there are no standards, no test can truly measure greatness, how great you are. You can measure, let's say you get 100%, but a person should be over 100%. There's no measure, of that. So the individualized, personalized definition of thriving, of success, should not be a homogenized, uniform set of standards for every student or every course.
What are the top three things you encourage the Montana leaders to do?
Well, I think the first thing we need to really reflect and be, again, honest with how we have failed many students, and examine, do we necessarily have to have the standards, division of courses, standardized testing, grades? Examine how our education has not improved over many decades because we've been playing with the same thing, the curriculum, the teachers, the pedagogy, the assessment, not students. Second thing is to re-examine what our students are. We live in a different time now. Our children have broad access through their smartphones, iPads, computers, online, to all sorts of resources. We need to re-examine that our children have intentions, are different, want to do good, but we need to accept that. And the third thing I think we need to do is to encourage a liberated environment, give our teachers and our students the autonomy, the time, and the space to be themselves, to do better, have trust in students, trust in teachers, and trust in school leaders.
Dr. Zhao, I noticed that even in your presentation style and the way in which we engage with learning with you as a facilitator is very unique and different. I noticed that you don't come in with a particular set of slides and a particular presentation that you're ready to deliver that's just pinpointed and sequenced and driving and already laid out. that you already have your intentions of what you're going to do, but rather you come in and you have, you're on your iPad, lots of different things, and you're moving through the learning and the conversation. And as the group starts to ask questions or they say things, you're pivoting in real time to personalize the learning even for them, and you're modeling it for them in real time. And you've even talked about that you do kind of structure your college courses similar to this. Can you talk more about that and explain to me kind of your thinking and your approach, even in your own facilitation in classes?
Sure. I'm a person, I've been teaching for too long, I think. So I really don't believe in teaching. I believe in learning. And then you need a facilitator to bring the resources, the information to support learning. So at any time, you know, I cannot prepare a pre-developed slides to say, I have this to teach you, because you always miss. You have different students, you have different people who have different knowledge, different information, different interest. If you don't respond to them, you're just teaching when nobody is learning. I think we need to focus on the learning aspect of it. Another thing is that every learning is personal, has to be meaningful to them. You know, even when we have the leaders, when we have students, even 10 students in the class, they come from different backgrounds. They have different motivation. They have a different way of understanding. So you need to respond to that at any given time. So you do not plan, say, this 45 minutes, I have to teach you this. That teaching may still be there, but it's packaged and delivered in different ways. You always want students to react and to connect with what you do. So I'm a person who pays attention to learning, less attention to teaching, and of course requires us to really think and go along. You cannot pre-plan, but you have a lot of knowledge and information you know, and you're always ready to support students in different ways.
Thank you, Dr. Zhao, and thank you for being a model. It's always really, I think, important to see a model that focuses on learning rather than teaching and how you actually facilitate that. Because in many ways, it might be the first time that people experience that themselves as learners, to be able then to go and apply that out into the field. But my last question for you, this particular group was really resonating with an image that you provided and a story that you told about the garden and the roses. And they were really moved by that. And I was just hoping that you would kind of recapture what that was and what the group took away from that.
Well, the two pictures, you know, one is a picture of a tulip garden, another one is a nature reserve. I think in a lot of people's minds, you know, we treat schools as a tulip garden. You know, we want our students to be good in reading and math, in standardized tests. But in that beautiful garden, to maintain that, you actually throw away a lot of more beautiful things, like roses will become considered weed, you won't take them out. And so I think schools should not be a garden. Instead, schools are nature reserves where every species are interdependent, every species is supported. And that is more of a sustainable ecosystem than gardens. So I think our schools, the state of Montana, we should all treat our students, every talent is worth developing. Every human being is worth supporting. We do not pre-select our students. We help them grow.
I think that is such a powerful analogy, especially in this state that has a state constitution that says that every student, every person should reach their full potential. And that's the purpose of education in the state of Montana. That's been the constitution since 1972. So that image and that story really resonated and really is a great image that ties and connects directly to the overall constitution that guides our work.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That's great. I think everybody deserves the chance to succeed.
Thank you, Dr. Zhao. And we look forward to telling you the stories and the pieces as our leaders leave here today and head back to their classrooms and back to their schools and back to their communities of what comes of the learning that they engaged in this weekend and how it has impacted them in their work. So we'll stay in touch with you. Thank you again.
Thank you.